Outside, the rain poured, but inside, spirits soared. Nancy Geyer is the CEO and Executive Director of MOB, the new Museum of Boulder.
So tell me, for our listeners, this museum is maybe new to them at the corner of Pine and Broadway. Tell me where you're moving from and what that was about.
So we have been located up on the hill at 12th and Euclid in an old historic house that we moved into in 1986. And so we operated for over 30 years in that building up there. It was a wonderful old house. It was a little challenging for a museum. And I've been with the museum for 17 years, and since that time we've been looking at moving to a larger space, more centrally located in downtown Boulder. And in 2013 we bought this building and have been moving forward ever since.
What things does this, you know, much larger space allow you to do that the other facility didn't?
Well, there's a couple things. One is to bring in these real state-of-the-art traveling exhibitions like the Da Vinci machines that we have on display now, which is actually coming from Florence, Italy. So really bringing the world to Boulder. And our exhibit space in the old museum, we had rooms that were only 750 square feet, whereas this exhibit is almost 4,000 square feet. So it's a huge jump. So one is to bring those traveling exhibitions, and then in November we'll be opening our Boulder Experience Gallery, which is the whole story of Boulder. So our permanent exhibition, again in a 2,600 square foot gallery that we never could have done in the old building.
And tell me, for folks who want to stop in, what are your hours?
So we're open every day but Tuesday. We're closed on Tuesdays. On Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're open from 9 to 5, and on Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5.
And I know your rates are very reasonable. Can you tell us about that?
So adults are $10. Seniors and children and students are $8.
And memberships?
We do have memberships, and so if you join, we have different levels, family members, couples, individuals. And with a membership, you actually get free admission to the museum for the entire year.
It feels like this new facility is really bringing Boulder to kind of an elevated place as far as being able to exhibit who Boulder is.
Absolutely. I think Boulder has long needed something that really showcases our community, tells the story of our community, and also where we can also offer exhibits for other organizations. For example, we're going to have an exhibit that celebrates KGNU's anniversary in the fall. And so Boulder has just never had a place like this where you can come, you can bring your family and friends, you can learn, explore, share experiences, and really celebrate what our community is all about.
Boulder Councilmember Bob Yates was president of the museum's board while the project was under development and came prepared with a poem in the spirit of Dr. Seuss.
Look what we have to show for it. A gathering place where every member of our community, young or old, shy or bold, white or brown, native or new to town, can come to learn about Boulder's fascinating past, discuss challenges of the present, and envision our shared future. The museum motto sums it all up. We're still making history.
Upstairs, Dave Pence was in character as Rocky Mountain Joe Sturtevant, who became Boulder's first photographer around 1884.
Joe was a character among characters. In the late 1800s, early 1900s, he had a studio up on Chautauqua, and he would take pictures, photographs of tourists that would come in on the train, and he was a teller of tall tales. And that included being an Indian scout and adventurer. And so he has an extensive collection of photographs that are located in the Carnegie Library and that are open to the public for us to all learn about early Boulder history.
The museum also has a space designed just for kids to tinker and build and get their hands dirty as they explore and play. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.